was a Monday morning, the first day of the I-STEP for fifth grader Georgie Stevens. She pulls up a computer lab seat, opens the testing website, she logs on, but then there's a problem.
There's just something wrong with it. It wouldn't let me get on. It said, get off and get back on. There's something wrong with it. So I did.
It would have been a normal testing day if it weren't April 29th, 2013.
You know, I'd log on, I'd log off, log in again.
A memory problem on testing company CTB McGraw-Hill's servers started kicking students out of their I-STEPs between 8 and 9 in the morning. Georgie's class started at 9:15.
When did it become clear to you that other people in the room were having the same problem?
Because about, like, all the students were raising their hand and yelling, Ms. Schlegel! Yeah, that's a teacher's name, Ms. Schlegel.
Between logouts, Georgie rushes through maybe 7 questions. She was irritated. Her mom remembers her coming home rattled that day. But when Georgie talks about it these days...
This doesn't sound like that big of a deal for you.
Well, I didn't have to do a test. So, yeah.
Not on that day, but you did end up getting it done,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did it.
Georgie did get time later to go over the questions she hurried through. Like more than 480,000 Indiana students, she finished her test. And she doesn't think the disruption impacted her score, but it raises the question, how typical is Georgie's I-STEP experience?
We have well-established statistical and substantive methods for making a more objective determination rather than just saying, yeah, the student seems fine after the test and she seemed comfortable with her responses.
Indiana University Education Professor Leslie Rutkowski studies test validity. And here's why those statistical models are so important. Combine CTB's data with local schools' reports and 30% of all completed tests have been flagged as disrupted. But State Superintendent Glenda Ritz points out disrupted can mean many things.
Some students may have been interrupted for a few seconds. Some may have been interrupted for 30 seconds. Some may have been interrupted for longer periods of time.
And unlike Georgie Stevens, some students' testing problems had nothing to do with logging in. Laura Kane headed the test review effort for the Fort Wayne Community Schools. She says there's a reason testing protocols call for creating a calm testing environment.
You don't know what 2 students sat next to me and cried the entire time I took the test because they had irregularities. And I hurried up and finished my test because I didn't want to cry too.
If the login problems or a chaotic testing space affected the scores on a wide scale, state officials say a review of the data will show it. They've hired the Center for Assessment's Richard Hill to study the numbers before deciding whether to use the test scores in issuing letter grades to schools. But Professor Rutkowski says the international assessments she studies have thrown out entire countries' results because of tiny problems, like a printing error on the test. That's with almost nothing riding on the results of the test for schools.
I think the threshold for throwing out data or throwing out test scores should be much lower in a high-stakes situation because the stakes are high.
Ritz says she wants to help districts minimize the test results' role in teacher evaluations, but she'll wait for more from the Center for Assessment's report. Fifth grader Georgie Stevens suggests another course of action.
Fix the test, complain to the company, sit back, relax, complain to the company again. And then
in all seriousness, Georgie says no way should the state use disputed I-STEP scores. But many local school administrators are resigned to the likelihood that the state may have no choice but to use the results. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.